Track 3. Warning of consequences if custody centre closes. A group of local solicitors have united to oppose the proposed closure of Torquay Custody Centre. Speaking on behalf of all local solicitors and legal advisers who attend the facility, Mr. Nigel Butt of Devon Defence Solicitors has written to Alison Hernandez, the Police and Crime Commissioner for Devon, urging her to reconsider the proposal. A copy of the letter has also been sent to Chief Constable Jim Cowell of Devon and Cornwall Police. Torquay Custody Centre is one of the busiest in the region, said Mr. Butt. It serves a large population across Torbay, Teignbridge and South Devon and plays a vital role in keeping local policing efficient and accessible. The claim that only 2,500 people are detained there each year is simply not accurate. The true figure is likely between 5,000 and 7,000. The solicitors warn that the closure will be particularly damaging during the summer months, when Torbay's population increases substantially due to tourism. On many evenings, there are only around 8 response officers covering the entire Torbay area. A single incident involving several arrests, which is not uncommon on busy nights, could take up to most, if not all, of those officers. If they have to transport detainees to Exeter, there would be effectively no officers left to respond to other serious incidents. Victims of crime could be left waiting for help in perilous situations. We are calling on the Police and Crime Commissioner and the Chief Constables to think again and keep custody provision in Torbay where it belongs, local, accessible and fit for purpose, continued Mr. Butt.
Medical charity earns royal recognition. A team of volunteer medics who help deliver emergency care has been awarded the King's Award for Voluntary Service. Basics Devon, which delivers emergency pre-hospital care and vital life-saving education, has received the award, which is the highest given to voluntary groups and the equivalent to an MBE. The organisation, which has 2 doctors from Chudleigh on the team, is one of 231 charities, social enterprises and voluntary groups to receive the award, announced on the King's birthday, November the 14th, which recognises outstanding work by local volunteer groups to support their communities. Representatives of Basics Devon will receive the award, Crystal, and a certificate from David Fursden, Lord Lieutenant of Devon, in the coming months. And 2 volunteers from Basics Devon will attend a Royal Garden Party at Buckingham Palace in May and June 2026, along with other recipients of this year's award. Among the team are Trustee Dr. Lauren Weeks and Secretary Dr. Simon Scott Haywood, who are both from Chudleigh. Basics Devon has received the award for its exceptional standards of volunteering, innovation and impact, giving time to save lives now and over the last 33 years since it was established. Every call out represents a moment when someone in our community is facing their worst day, and our volunteers step forward day and night to bring emergency care to the scene. This award reflects not only their professionalism and selflessness, but also the invaluable support we receive from our families, partners in the emergency services, and our supporters and donors across Devon. Every penny raised goes towards our delivery of voluntary service. On behalf of the trustees, I want to thank everyone who plays a part in making our work possible. Basics Devon are specialist volunteers delivering emergency pre-hospital care and vital life-saving education. They support communities across Devon 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Comprising of highly trained volunteer medics, the charity responds to some of the most serious medical emergencies, supporting South West Ambulance Service, NHS Foundation Trust. From road traffic collisions on rural lanes to cardiac arrests in remote villages, the charity's clinicians bring immediate care directly to the scene, often arriving before an ambulance. This year, so far, the team has responded to 321 emergencies, 111 of them at night, covering more than 4,500 miles to save lives. They were first on scene in 40% of incidents, responding to 94 road traffic collisions, 68 cardiac arrests, 10 psychiatric crises, 7 obstetric emergencies, and 6 stabbings or shootings. Beyond that, they've answered 136 other desperate calls for help, from burns and drownings to urgent medical and trauma cases, each one a moment when every second counted. Operating entirely through public donations and local fundraising, Basic Steven receives no government funding. The charity is currently appealing for community support in its Big Give Christmas Challenge from December the 2nd to the 9th, where for 1 week only, thanks to pledges and Reed Foundation, all donations will be doubled.
Patients urged to order repeat prescriptions via app. Patients in Devon are being reminded of the benefits of ordering repeat prescriptions using the NHS app. Record numbers of Devon residents are now accessing services through the app, which provides a quick and convenient way to order repeat medications. And as the NHS gets ready for winter, its busiest time of the year, patients can also help their local surgery by using the app. Dr. Alex Deegan, a GP in Devon and Primary Care Medical Director at NHS Devon, said, "It is great that so many people in Devon are now taking advantage of the NHS app to request repeat prescriptions. Using this feature helps patients save time and avoids calls to their GP practice. It also allows patients to request medication at their convenience with a few simple taps on their phone. And with winter coming, using the NHS app has a particularly important role to play as it helps relieve pressure on local NHS services. The NHS app offers patients a secure and convenient way to access a range of healthcare services, including ordering repeat prescriptions." As well as ordering repeat prescriptions, patients can use the NHS app to view their GP health record to see information like allergies and medicines. If your GP has given you access to your detailed medical record, you can also see information like test results. Register organ donations. Choose how to use the NHS. To set up a login, you need an email address and a mobile or landline number. If you want to find out more about this, you can go on the website, which is www.nhs.uk/NHS app.
Tynmouth RNLI honours former helm. A Tynmouth Royal National Lifeboat Institute volunteer who signed up to the lifeboat service following the tragic death of his brother at sea has been honoured for his dedicated service spanning nearly 3 decades. Former helm Humphrey Vince was presented with a framed certificate last week, marking more than 28 years of dedicated service to Tynmouth Lifeboat Station and the community. During his time on the crew, 78 lives were recorded as saved thanks to the efforts of Humphrey and his fellow volunteers. Humphrey stepped down from active duty earlier this year following a relocation, which meant he unfortunately could no longer respond to the pager as required. His commitment, skill, and calm leadership over the years have made him a hugely respected figure within the station. In 2008, Humphrey and his crew were awarded a framed letter of thanks signed by the RNLI chairman after recovering an unconscious swimmer from rough seas. The award highlighted helmsman Vince's seamanship and leadership under pressure. "I joined the crew in April 1997, following the tragic death of my brother John at sea," Humphrey said. "This really kick-started my need to volunteer and use my skills and knowledge to help others in difficulty on the water. I am still as proud as ever to be part of the crew volunteering to help others in a time of need," he added. "However, no longer living or working in the area, it is with heavy heart I have had to take the decision to retire from the crew." Tynmouth Lifeboat Operation Manager Andy Lilburn paid tribute to Humphrey's long and dedicated service. His professionalism, calm approach, and commitment to saving lives at sea have left a lasting impression on everyone at the station. On behalf of everyone at Teignmouth RNLI, I'd like to thank Humphrey for his incredible service and wish him and his family all the very best for the future.